Don't you worry.
Blog Talk Radio.
My body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. Purify me like a good, that I may be able to pay my body. It's your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. Purify me like a good, that I may be able to pay my body. Is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. Purify me like a good, that I may be able to say my body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. Purify me like a good, that I may be able to say my body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. Purify me like a good, that I may be able to say my body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. Purify me like a good, that I may be able to say my body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. Purify me like a good, that I may be able to say my body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. Purify me like a good, that I may be able to say my body is your sanctuary. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Praise the Lord. This is our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, speaking you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. Archbishop Philip John Biokoro of the Jesus Christ Global Mission We're glad to be on your way again with the word of God. It's a good thing to reach out with the truth that liberates, the truth that separates. Jesus is that truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto God except through him. There's so much lie out there. There's so much deceit out there. There's so much false religions out there. But God is calling us to the only true God. In the days of Prophet Elijah, the people were serving all kinds of gods. And they were in between. And in between, they hadn't made up their mind. Prophet Elijah said, let us know what God is, the true God. And on Mount Carmel, the 454 prophets of Baal, Prophet Elijah declared the word of God. And everyone knew that the God of Elijah is the only true God. There's only one God. The God that created heaven and earth, the God that sent Jesus Christ of Nazareth to come and die for me and you over 2,000 years ago on Golgotha Hill, Calvary Tree, where he shed his blood for the remission of our sins, and by his stripes we were healed. That's the only true God. You don't need to worship idols and worship human beings and worship people. That's not what you should be doing. We have to worship the only true God. And that God is the only God we worship. Today I'm led to share with you on the topic, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And our text is taken from Genesis chapter 19, verses 24 to 25. You all know the story of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, how they live recklessly and live lawlessly. They didn't do the will of God. They did their own thing. No, lived in sin, abominable things, reproachable things, misused their lives and their bodies, unnatural use of the human body, did all kind of strange things, and God judged them and punished them for their promiscuity, uncleanness, unrighteousness, ungodliness, unhealthy sexual behaviors, and all kind of sexual uncleanness and perversion. Our God is a good God. The same God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. The same God turns around and judges people who don't want to do his will. You remember the story of Pharaoh and his army? Pharaoh began to do what he thought he should be doing, and God drowned them in the Red Sea. You remember the Assyrians, how they came against God's people, and God sent one angel, just one angel, to slay down 185,000 Assyrian soldiers, and so on and so forth. The same God of peace and love, the same God of holiness and righteousness, he is a judge. The Bible calls him the righteous judge. God himself is a judge. The scripture says, it is appointed unto man once to die after that judgment. It is appointed unto you once to die and after that judgment. Each of us shall give account of ourselves to God, how we live right here on earth. You can't just live carelessly. God created you for his purpose. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, the word of God made it clear that we are the body, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the place where God lives, where he dwells. He created us to be his own. We are bought with a price. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He bought us over with a price. We are his own. We belong to him. We are the sheep of his pasture. So he didn't just create you. He created you to be his dwelling place. You are his property. He owns you. And then he made it clear that if you will not worship him with your body, with your life, whosoever will defile this temple, God will judge. Whosoever will defile himself, defile his life, misuse of your life and your body and your soul, and do all kind of stuff with yourself, God said he will judge you for doing that. And of course, he did in the Bible. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He's the same God of the book of Genesis, the same God in the book of Revelation, the same God today and forever. But what he did to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, he can do it again. When the people of Sodom and Gomorrah began to do all kind of stuff, strange things, unnatural use of the human body, inordinate affection, and all kind of behaviors, what animals will not do, human beings were doing them in Sodom and Gomorrah. You will see a goat naturally having sex with a male goat, and a male goat having sex with another male goat. You won't see that thing. You will see a female dog making love with another female dog. You won't see that. But look at human beings. May God have mercy upon this generation. By the grace of God, God will not allow this generation to go to hell. And that is why this word of God is coming up. Why will you make hell your home when the kingdom of God is waiting for you? Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is calling you to come into his kingdom. And you are still heading to hell fire, where you will be burning and brimstone and fires and the worm dieth not. God is calling you today to repentance. Except ye repent, ye shall all perish. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Is that where you want to go? God is calling you today. He's a holy God, a clean God, a righteous God. He's coming for a holy people, for a holy church. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, say, for we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. God is not coming for an unclean people. People want to live like Satan, want to live like demons, and they want to go to heaven. You can't go to heaven without dirty life. Heaven is a place for those who are ready to serve Jesus Christ, to love God and to obey him and to do the will of God. There's no rebellion there again. He's calling you today to come and have salvation. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? God is a generous God, a loving God who wants you to be saved. In John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. Won't you have eternal life? Eternal life is for you. Why will you declare your soul for hellfire? All because you want to enjoy the pleasures of the flesh and misuse your bodies and your life and do all kind of stuff. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 to 20, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 to 20, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost and Jesus dwells in that body? And now you use the body for prostitution, for adultery, and fornication, and sexual perversion, abominable things, and things that animals won't do. You are doing it, a human being for that matter, co-defending to do strange things and abominable things that even animals, dogs, and goats will not do. And this is what Sodom and Gomorrah did that brought judgment upon them. This generation, God is calling us to repent. You're not going to live like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and expect to go to heaven. We cannot sin and expect grace to abound. Can we continue in sin so that grace may abound? No. grace will not abound for sin. God is not going to bless a mess. You must turn your life over to Jesus so that you have eternal life. In John chapter 3, Nicodemus, even though he was a religious leader, was not born again. He came to Jesus. And Jesus said, Nicodemus, you need to be born again of the Holy Spirit so that you can enter into the kingdom of God. Except you be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus was a religious leader, but he was not born again. And there are so many religious leaders today, though they are very, very zealous and religious. They are not born again. They are not saved. They don't know the truth. They don't know Jesus. They don't have Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. They are living like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, doing all kinds of immorality and all kinds of unnatural things, abominable things. God is calling for repentance right now, or you face judgment. God is a judge, a righteous judge. If you mess with him, he's gonna spill you out and be with you ruthless. Now is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Don't you postpone it right now. You need to seek God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. If you don't seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all other things cannot be added to you. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. 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 Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Why will you seek other things first and not God? And not the righteousness of God. The kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy. It's a place of peace and joy and love of God. How will you spend eternity? Do you want to spend eternity in hell, fire, and Hades, where the stone, the fire is burning day and night, the warm bed, not? For millions and billions of years, you'll be burning in hell forever and ever. Beloved, don't you spend eternity in hell fire. You don't have to be there. Jesus is calling you today to come and have salvation. He died for you to be saved. He shed his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Your life to immorality and sexual perversion and sexual promiscuity, uncleanness, unrighteousness, inordinate affection, unnatural use of the human body, strange things and abominable. The book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 8 says those who do those shall have their part in the lake of fire. Revelation 21 verses 8. Those who do abominable things and wickedness and immorality, uncleanness, sexual perversions and sexual promiscuity, unnatural use of the body. They shall have their part in the lake of fire. And the worm dieth not, the burn day and night. God is calling you today to come out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Come out of evil. That you might know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to God except through him. Today, you need to give your life to him. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you will open up, he will come in and sup with you so that you have eternal life, that you be saved, be washed in the blood. That blood is still flowing today. The blood of Jesus. The blood is sinless blood. The blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Call upon him today. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. You can call upon the name of the Lord today and you will be saved. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you are black, white, or red, or green, whether you are tall or short. God said, call upon me in the days of trouble and I will deliver you. Psalm 50:15. Call upon him in the days of trouble, and he will deliver you. Beloved, you don't have to sell your soul to Satan. You don't have to vote for the devil. You don't have to give your life to sin and immorality. You don't have to give your life to sexual promiscuity and uncleanness, unrighteousness and ungodliness. No, no. God is calling you today to come and have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. For all our sins and conscience of his glory. Including you, my friend, including you, for all our sins and come short of his glory. Including you, my friend, including you, the wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal, life is eternal, the wages of sin is death. Why the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. For all our sins and come short of his glory. Including you, my friend. Including you. For all our sins and come short of his glory. Including you, my friend. Including you, the wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal, life is eternal. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal, life is eternal. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Proverbs 28:13. If you will confess your sins to him today, he is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's a loving God. He's a God that forgives. On the cross, he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they are doing. Today, right now, you hear this word of God. Begin to cry out to God for salvation. Tell God to forgive you your sins and have mercy upon you. Confess all your sins of immorality and sexual perversion and sexual promiscuity and all the uncleanness abominable things and unrighteous and unclean things in your life. Begin to confess those things to God now, so that you will not be judged, so that God will not destroy you like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. In the name of Jesus, may this word find its place in your heart, and may you be a doer of this word and not just a hearer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Email us today, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can call us on the air, area code 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. We invite you to watch it with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, 4th floor, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. We want you to come and receive the living word of God that saves, heals, and delivers. Every Saturday and Sunday evening by 7 o'clock, daily we have praise and worship, testimony, and rhema word of God. You need to come with your family, and God will do you good. Also, every evening, 7 to 9 p.m., we have teachings and prayers and Bible study, the Bible school, the Rema Bible College, the Rema Bible College of Bishops. You are welcome to come and study the Word of God and grow, and God will bless you as you come, in Jesus' name. Please forward this message to all your friends and fellows and friends and families. Let them know the word of God, the truth that saves, the truth that delivers, the truth that heals, that they don't need to live like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. They need to live like Jesus. They need to give their life to Christ and be born again and be saved and be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. God is calling you today. If any man be in Christ, it's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you are in Christ, all things are passed away. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. All things must pass away in your life today. In the name of Jesus. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. The old things have become new. Old things are passed away. The old things have become new. You must be born again, for you to have eternal life. You must be born again, for you to have eternal life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. The old things have become new. Old things are passed away. The old things have become new. You must be born again for you to have eternal life. You must be born again for you to have eternal life. Beloved, it's not enough to go to church. It's not enough to be religious. It's not enough to carry Bible about and deceive people. Your life must be changed. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You must live a new life in Christ Jesus. You cannot be the same old person all the time. Let Jesus come into your heart today. Let him change you and transform you. Let the Holy Spirit possess you and use you for that purpose for which God has created you. God created you to serve him, to love him, to worship him. God created you to be his dwelling place. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the last verse says, for the whole duty of man, the whole purpose of man is to obey his law and his commandments, to do what he wants you to do, to worship and to praise him, and to love him and to do his will. And then Jesus made it clear, not everyone who say, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of the Father. There is a will of the Father. Jesus made this very clear in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, one that saith unto me, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God. But they that doeth the will of the Father. There is a will of the Father. May you find that will today. May you do the will of the Father. In the name of Jesus, may you have eternal life, salvation, and deliverance and healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.